On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg and Polokwane will reach a high of 26 this afternoon, Pretoria 28. We start in Johannesburg, where City Power has condemned the deliberate destruction of streetlights along key Johannesburg routes, including the M1 between Southgate and Kilani, ahead of the G20 summit. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena says it's an act of sabotage as the utility placed newly repaired lights, which are being cut down, suggesting intentional disruption. He has urged police to intensify patrols and investigations to protect infrastructure and ensure public safety.
This pattern has become increasingly common, and the motive and perpetrators behind this act remain unknown, but we suspect the involvement of individuals or groups seeking to disrupt service delivery ahead of the G20 event in Johannesburg, or even those who may stand to benefit financially from such disruptions, including unscrupulous contractors.
Now to India, where the Proteas face a trial by fire today when they face the hosts in the final of the Women's Cricket World Cup. Not only are the Proteas appearing in their first World Cup final in comparison to India's third, but they are facing unknown circumstances as it will be their first time playing at the D.Y. Patil Stadium, where an exuberant home crowd of 44,000 is expected. But, as President Cyril Ramaphosa emphasized, the Proteas have the whole of Africa backing them today.
I want you to go out there knowing that you are making history. You are carrying the entire country on your shoulders. Just know as you go on the field across the Indian Ocean, you have 62 million. Much as they have 1.3 billion, you have 62 million. And they say, you know, when you are small, you can take on giants. So go out and slay the giants.
Back in South Africa, and police are investigating yesterday's drive-by shooting in Reichert Park in Boksburg, where six people were killed and three others injured.
Two vehicles, which is a silver Polo and a black Polo, came to this area and started shooting randomly. The circumstances of the shooting are not clear at this stage, but investigations are currently underway and a manhunt has been lodged for the suspects.
Gauteng Police spokesperson Demakatso Nevuhuliwe says Acting Provincial Police Commissioner Fred Kekana has requested the Reicher Park community to allow police to do their job and to work together by reporting any criminal activities. And finally, in rugby, the Springboks started their end-of-year Northern Hemisphere tour on a high, beating Japan 61-7 in London last night. The Boks scored 8 tries and were awarded a penalty try, limiting Japan to only 1 try and a conversion. The South Africans will now depart for Paris, where they face France at Stade de France next Saturday. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus te uur, City Power het die opsetlike vernietiging van straatligte op belangrike roetes in Johannesburg voor die G20-beraad veroordeel.